beanie, dude. I don't like my hair right now.
All right, ready? Welcome back to the Scoop Troop podcast, where today we'll be talking House of the Dragon episode 2. Please, if you enjoy listening to us, check us out on YouTube at the Scoop Troop. We are posting lots of great stuff over there right now, and I'm pretty sure we're going to do Rings of Power cover over there as well. But for now, let me introduce my co-host today, David, the Heartbreaker.
Oh my God, what do you guys say that all the time?
How you doing, David?
I'm chilling.
You're chilling, that's it?
Yeah.
No good news today?
No. I'm off tomorrow, so I guess
that's good news. That's always good news, you know what I mean? You'll notice that our dad is absent today, Marcos. He's sick. He's got the vid. So thoughts and prayers to him. We know that nobody wants him here, so it's okay. But getting into it, David, what were your thoughts on episode 2, man? Let me hear.
Pretty good, honestly. I wasn't expecting for him to choose a queen / shoddy. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting Damon to take an egg and stuff like that.
Would you say that you liked it better than the first episode?
No. Episode 1 has me right now as the jousting. Yeah.
See, like, I liked the jousting and stuff like that, but I feel like this episode had so much more stuff that actually mattered in it. Like, the jousting was cool, but, like, it's not going to make a difference, like, going forward. You know what I mean?
You don't think so?
No, I don't think anything from the jousting.
It kind of did make a difference, though, because, like, in episode two, Rhaenyra was choosing a hubby for
To be fair, it was just a coincidence that was the good guy at jousting, like that he was good at jousting.
But weren't all of them there?
They were. But that's what she was saying. Where like all you guys do is like tournaments. So she picked the one guy who was like actually had actual combat experience. Mm-hmm. But So what would you give your score before we get into the real discussion?
Okay, define. Give me your score before I go up another 10 points.
Out of 10 this time, David. Okay, just out of 10.
For this episode, I'll give it an 8.
An 8? I am so surprised how low. I know Marcos originally was at an 8. He moved it up to a 9 before the episode. But
there wasn't really that much action for me.
So you like the action in the show? Is that what you're about?
I do. I think it's interesting, like, how brutal it could be and stuff.
See, but I'll tell you, is, like, episodes like these, David, are what make when the action, like, the real action scenes actually happen, these episodes are what make it worth it. Right. Where you have this buildup of characters and plots and schemes. Because, like, I'm telling you, if you just had action every episode, it wouldn't be boring as cool.
Because you would expect everything.
Yeah, and, like, but, I don't know. It loses the tension.
What's it called? If I were to give it a 9.5, an invisible 9.5, okay?
What is that?
So think of an 8. Think of an 8. My actual score is an 8. But if you give an invisible 9.5, it would be because of Allison.
Oh my God, here we go. She's only 1.5 points for you today? Is it because she's taken now?
Yeah,
she dropped down on your list.
I don't think I could say what I was going to say, but she dropped down.
All right, well, I'll give my thoughts before we hit into the recap. I really enjoyed this episode. I liked it more than the first episode. I think this is like what everybody loved about Game of Thrones, supposedly, is what everybody missed about the later seasons, is where it's people in a room talking, and the talking is like 100% engaging.
It's just political.
Yeah, but like you have these conversations where you're like, oh shoot, like he said that, she said this. Like I think of the one with the older Targaryen girl, Rhaenys, and then the younger one, Rhaenyra. Mm-hmm. And like she's like, oh, well, like you'll never be a queen because that's the order of things and all this stuff like that. I think interactions like those are what made Game of Thrones so loved. So this was like, I like this more than the first one, and I would give it another 10 out of 10. I'm riding really high on this show right now.
That's kind of a lot. Two episodes and they're both 10 out of 10.
Yeah, like, I don't know what more I could be asking for.
Are you expecting episodes to be like a 5 out of 10 later on in the season?
I mean, there's a chance. There's 10 episodes, so there's a lot that can go wrong. But like, I find like little complaints, you know, like maybe like, I don't know, dialogue that kind of sounded funky and stuff like that. But other than that, like, I can't think of what more I would want. I don't know. Like, I don't ever watch an episode and feel unsatisfied two episodes in. So I don't know what else to give it besides a 10 out of 10 right now.
I just want to clarify with everyone that I'm very biased on shows that I watch slash movies. So,
like, you,
Jacob knows this. For me to give these episodes a pretty high rating is,
yeah, it's hard to hold David's attention, pretty, man.
Pretty good.
All right, buddy. Well, if you're done with your opening thoughts, do you mind if I get into the recap?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, kids. Well, here we go. Give me like 2 seconds to prepare. Sorry. All right. Here we go. I'm sorry. This one's a doozy, guys. So if you're listening, buckle up. House of the Dragon, Episode 2, officially titled Daddy Couldn't Resist Daughter's Best Friend, centers around King Viserys finding a new wife. So, to catch you up, it's been 6 months since Viserys murdered his wife. That's right, 6 months from the last episode. And basically what has happened in that time is Daemon is held up in Dragonstone to the liking of absolutely nobody, and the Free City people have grown and are getting up to some shit with crabs and the Stepstones. I don't know. But what's important is they fucked with Lord Corlys, which, based on this episode, not something you want to do. So Lord Corlys rudely interrupts a small council meeting about some dead Kingsguard member and is like, yo, what the fuck are we going to do about these motherfuckers who wrecked one of my ships? And the crown is like, oh, well, we'll pay you for your losses. And Corlys is like, I don't want money. I want blood. And Viserys is like a king of the peace, I guess. So his solution is not to make a decision about this at all. Are you raising your hand, David?
No, I hadn't.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But I tell you what, King Viserys has made a decision, David. And you know what it is? It's that he's into redheads who happen to be his daughter's best friend. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Allison has homeboy under her spell. Even got him dropping his D&D miniatures and everything. But to be fair, he's not the only one that's kind of under her spell. Rhaenyra as well has opened up to her about her father. And Allison, being the good stepmom that she is, tells both of them they should talk to each other. Now, I hope you didn't forget about Lord Corlys's wrecked ship, because he sure as hell hasn't. Corlys, his wife Rhaenys, and Viserys all have a little chat. And about what, you might ask? Well, you know, just about how the realm sees the Targaryens as vulnerable right now, and how nobody wants an open war, and there's ways to go about that, and that to fix all this, the king should marry their 12-year-old daughter. Now don't worry. If he did marry her, he wouldn't have to bed her until she was 14. But all Big Dog Viserys is thinking about is how Allison is already 15. So now the king is caught between a rock and a hard place. Piss off Corlys or marry a 12-year-old. Pretty tough decisions. But before we resolve this whole situation, Daemon plays reverse Easter Bunny and steals an egg from the dragon pit. And not just any egg. The egg that Rhaenyra had picked out for her baby brother. This gets Viserys all riled up, and ladies and gentlemen, we got a brother-on-brother fight on our hands. Until Otto says, don't go, King. I'll take care of Daemon while you fall in love with my daughter. Now, we're on Dragonstone, and we get a good old Wild West standoff between Otto Hightower and Daemon Targaryen. Except, Otto Hightower pulled a North Korea and lacked a dragon nuke? Like, why would you show up to a dragon fight without a dragon? But anyways, so it looks like Daemon is going to win the standoff when out of the sea of fog, Princess motherfucking Rhaenyra swoops up and prevents bloodshed. She lands and she goes, "Yo, uncle, you want the throne? Here I am. Kill me and it's yours." And being the big baby that Daemon is, he doesn't kill her and he gives her her egg and he goes and cries in the safety of Dragonstone. Now, while all this is going down, King Viserys has had the time to contemplate his predicament. As Hamlet said, to pedo or to not pedo. And he seeks an unencumbered opinion from Lord Strong, I believe his name is. And it looks like all signs are pointing to him being a pedo. If you haven't watched the trailers, by the way. But then, boom, Rhaenyra arrives back from Dragonstone, and the king is like, "You deliberately disobeyed me." And she's like, "Well, I did what your hand couldn't." And Viserys is like, "You know what, facts." And they finally have a really good talk about the death of the queen and moving on and how the king is going to have to take a new queen to better the realm. And honestly, like, all jokes aside, this was actually a really good scene that was, like, kind of heartwarming. And there was, like, only one possible way you could fuck this up, right? And you might ask, "Well, what way is that, Jacob?" Well, how about announcing you're going to marry your daughter's best friend, which causes your strongest ally to jump ship and completely ruin the relationship with, oh, I don't know, your only family member who still loves you? It's like he found the only solution that might be worse than marrying a 12-year-old. Now, it looks like Daemon and Corlys are going to team up and become a powerhouse, but maybe, I don't know. But anyways, that was episode 2 of House of the Dragon. There you go, David. Thoughts?
It was an interesting episode.
Well, here, let me hit you with a question, David, so we can get the ball rolling here.
Okay. Just ignore my input.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you were Viserys, right, and you had to choose between marrying a 12-year-old or upsetting that guy, what would you have done?
12-year-old.
We got him, folks. We got him, folks. Just kidding. David, what's your last name?
Hightower.
Hey, there we go. No, but seriously, like, how do you feel about that situation he was in?
It's very weird. He had to choose one or the other. And he knew what was right.
He knew what was right?
Yeah.
And what right to you is choosing Allison always?
You can't go wrong with Allison. It's like...
Continue.
Even if I was in his position, Allison would have been number one, so... So, like...
You would have done the same thing.
Yeah, well, I'll put Allison before anything, so... But, yeah, when he found out how young she was, it's when he was, like... I don't know if he knew before, like, how young she was.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Because, like, when they showed the scene, he was like, he didn't even know what to say.
Oh, dude, yeah. And she's like, "Hey, yo, where do you keep your biggest dragon?" Asking for, like, the launch codes, bro.
Is that what she asked?
Yeah, she was like, "Do you know where this dragon is? It's, like, said to be bigger than all the rest of them." But okay, so, like, you, if you're listening for the first time, David did not watch Game of Thrones, so I'm curious, like, how do you feel about this stuff, like the whole marry a 12-year-old, and that's, like, actually something, and, like, even then, he's marrying a 15-year-old, I think, is how old Allison is. So, like, how do you feel about that? Like, watching that, does that make you feel uncomfortable? Or, like, are you already expecting it?
I wasn't expecting it. It's definitely weird. But then again, if you think about the... like, the time era, it's, like,
exceptional. Modeled after.
I guess. And it's not exceptional, too, for a 12-year-old, but...
I do like that you can tell he is very, like, conflicted about it. So thankfully it wasn't just like, "Oh yeah, easy, bro." Like, I do, yeah. I don't know. You can tell.
I do think it was weird when she was like, "Yeah, like, I'll have all the kids you want."
Yeah.
It's like, I felt uncomfortable.
And I like, I mean, it sounds weird, but I like that she looks 12. So, like, the feeling is, like, given even stronger. And I think they do such a good job of, like, when they show the shots of them walking, like, you see, like, the height difference and, like, the way they talk, how different that is. And it really makes you feel so uncomfortable about the situation. Yeah, but then if you think about it, like Allison, I don't think Allison is much older than her, and but she doesn't look 15. Like if she is 15 in the show, the actress does not look 15 at all.
She's actually 26.
Hey, there we go. David's got the facts.
Yeah, I did research.
What's her address?
I've yet to find that out, but next podcast.
You're working on it?
It'll be leaked the next podcast.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I was curious to hear your thoughts on that because I think it is something that if you're not familiar with this world, it's stuff that like hits you out of nowhere. Like, what? Are they actually talking about this? Is this something that's going to be a thing?
Someone killing a baby in the first episode and wife.
And the fact that they show it too.
Yeah. And then from that leading to like, hey, let's have not even a, I guess a minor try to marry like a, what, 60 year old?
Yeah, probably like at least in his
50s. I don't even know what to expect next episode.
See, but what I like about that is that, like, as weird as it is, Corlys, that was like a power move, dude. Like a major power move. Like he knew that the king was in such a bad spot, and he like laid his cards down, and he's like, "Look, here it is," and like he knew, like it was like a check in like chess, and like he thought he had him. Like he really thought he had him cornered and that he wasn't going to like choose anything else.
But I mean, he should have saw it coming. Like, how do you say his name? Viserys?
Yeah, Viserys.
Or Viserys. Like, he even like told like the 12-year-old. I don't forget her name. What's her name? Like, Lyanna?
Lyanna, something like
that? Yeah, Lyanna. I was like, did your parents tell you to say that? Like,
yeah,
and did your mom tell you to say that?
Yeah, I think that was a really, like, I think the, what do you call it, the C-section scene in the first episode was kind of like the oof, that's rough, and this is the scene in this episode that's like oof, that's rough.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I guess moving on, David, can you give me like your favorite scene? Do you have a favorite scene?
This episode, probably when they went to go get the dragon.
The dragon egg?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a pretty cool... I really thought while that was happening, something was going to go down. Like, I thought there was going to be fighting. I didn't think anybody, like, serious was going to get killed, but I thought it was like, oh, they're going to fight, and that's going to, like, be the conflict for, like, the next couple episodes. But mm-hmm. I was so surprised that it got resolved like that.
Yeah, I was like pretty... wasn't expecting it.
Actually... Big Daddy Marcos, actually that was his favorite scene too. He didn't add any more thoughts, but he just said like, yeah, oh, it's his favorite scene because of how Rhaenyra's entrance and how she handles it, which I mean she handles it like an absolute G, dude. Like, I don't, just the way she walked in that scene, because I rewatched it with Alexis recently, like she looks like a badass. She lands, she gets off, and she's like, yo, kill me. Like, what are you going to do? And he's like, oh, I guess not. And he gives it back to her.
It's kind of, like, cheesy to me, though.
You think so?
Just a bit, dude.
What? Are you serious?
Like, yeah.
You thought that was cheesy?
Yeah.
Because like, I heard your live reactions, David, and that's not what you were saying.
I like, looking back at it now, like... Like, when she gets off a dragon, walks to him, she's like, hey, if you want the throne, kill me.
Yeah, because she's like, kill me and end all this. Like, stop, like, your act. Like, kill me and get what you want. If this is what you... Like, she kind of called his bluff, I guess.
Cause yeah, like, but, like, what if he actually killed her?
Well, I think...
Dumb as hell.
I think that's the thing, is I knew that... I think she knew that he was just, like, trying to get the attention of the king. So it was like a basically like a whole game of like poker. Like he played his cards and was like, you know, bluffing kind of like, oh, I'm going to do this. And it was a complete bluff because he was lying about his kid. He was saying like, oh, I'm going to have a kid. And like, that wasn't even true. So like, I don't know. I think she knew. Cause even the way she walks up, she kind of walks up with like a smile on her face. But I don't know.
A happy person.
Yeah, I don't think for long, though. I think there's a... Yeah, after this episode, she definitely ain't happy.
I don't think there's going to be a problem, like you're saying.
You don't think so?
No.
What do you mean?
Like, are you saying there's going to be a problem because Allison is going to be her mom?
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't think... Like, I think that's going to be a really big part of the show.
But then again, I feel like Allison's going to be like, well, it wasn't my, like, choice. Yeah,
I think Rhaenyra is going to be like, okay, so, well, we can get into that later. If we have predictions, we'll save those for later. Well, unless you got them now, David, we can throw them out now.
Yeah.
You got a prediction? Let's hear it. This is David's prediction.
Okay, well, when you put me on the spot like that...
Well, just say what you're going to say.
I know Rhaenyra is going to talk to who Allison, right?
Yeah.
If she is upset. And Allison's just going to be like, well, it's not my choice that I got, like made your mom, you know? It sounds messed up.
So do you think it's going to get, like, they're going to be, like, cool with it? Or they're going to be friends again?
Definitely.
All right, cool. That's a good prediction. They're
homies for life, but...
David thinks that Allison and Rhaenyra's friendship is going to continue. That's a good prediction. I like that. I feel like it's against the...
I just don't see it, like ending so fast and, like, in the season.
So I don't think it's going to be like an outright hatred of each other. I think it might be kind of like teenage girlish where she's like not talking to her, obviously, which I mean, it's kind of corny, but like that's what happens. I think we might get that. And I think there is going to, I agree with you. I think there's going to be a conversation, but I don't think they're going to be friends. It's going to be like, I'll tolerate you because this is what my dad needs to do, you know? Even though she doesn't like the decision.
Do you think Allison is going to have a kid?
Yeah, I do. I do.
What if she dies during childbirth also?
Well, this is the problem, dude. And I kind of wanted to talk about this is the first trailer has given away so much, dude.
Like I
don't watch it. Don't watch it. Cause it, I like the whole thing of like who he chose for his wife. I already knew that.
What?
No. Yeah, exactly, dude. Right?
So I can't watch these episodes. Yeah, don't.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna tell you anything. I've told you not to watch the trailer. And then, so it's like the first episode, you know that the baby's gonna die. It doesn't tell you in the trailer, but you can just figure it out. You know the baby's not gonna make it. You know the mom's gonna die because she's.
You knew Allison was gonna be.
It's pretty trash, huh?
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I don't want to spoil it for you because I regretted watching those trailers. Like, we did it for content, and I regret it. That's why, like, when you were going to play the next one for the next episode, I was like, no. Like, I do not want to watch that. Yeah, it kind of sucks, dude. Like, I think, I mean, I get that they have to get people into it, but it's like, yeah, like, these first two episodes, it's like, well, I know it's going to happen. It's still good, though. Like, the way they go about it is still really good, but... I hate it because I'm drawing so many like connections to the trailer. Like, okay, we're going to see this. I will say though, like, I think there's only one other part to me that I felt like was too much to put in the trailer. But like, other than that, we've passed everything. So there's still like 8 episodes of pretty much unknown that we're going to see. But yeah, I try not to think about the trailers because then I'll start piecing together the pieces. So I'm going to go to my favorite scene then. Welcome back to Daddies and Baddies, a podcast within a podcast where we rank our favorite male characters, a.k.a. the daddies, and our favorite female characters, a.k.a. the baddies of the episode. David, why don't you go ahead and give me your daddy? For this episode.
For this episode?
Again, this means just our favorite character. I feel like I have to preface that.
And relationship also. I'm going to have to go for Viserys.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Dude, we had the same one. I thought I was going to be like an outlier on that guy. Can you tell me why?
He's grown on me a lot.
Yeah.
Especially now that he's part of our family, I think.
He's your new dad. He's your new, like, I don't know what you would call him.
Basically. Old,
so. Uncle. Brother-in-law. Yeah, you could
call him that. Or Papa. One of those.
But, you are like Papa.
Yeah, that's... I think my last one was Otto Hightower. Last episode. This time it's Viserys.
So, like, I see a lot of hate about him on Twitter because he's like, oh, they're saying he's stupid.
I think it's his character.
Well, I honestly thought, like, you guys were going to, I mean, obviously Marcus isn't here, but I thought you guys were going to hate on him. So that's why I asked that question of, like, okay, what would you have done in his situation? Because it's not an easy situation to be in, and I feel like he's getting so much crap on Twitter about it. Of like, oh, well, he's stupid, he's messing it up. It's like, well, what do you want him to do?
The fact that, like, in one of the scenes, he was like, I forgot who he was talking to. I think it was Rhaenyra. He's like, I can't replace your mom. Like,
yeah.
He is, like, she's with me still.
Definitely. Yeah, I would say he is also my daddy for the episode. I think... Yes, you could say he's making mistakes, but, like, what I like about him is he's, like, he has goals, like, or you know what he wants. He's, like, I don't want a war, so I'm going to try my best to avoid a war. And, like, whether that's the right decision or not, I respect it. Like, you made a decision and you're sticking with it. And then, yeah, dude, like, when he had that conversation with Rhaenyra, I think he fucked up not telling her who he was going to pick. Like, why did you have to blindside her like that, dude? That's messed up. But... I don't know. Yeah, he's really grown on me. I really like him as a character. I feel like his time is short, though. I think whatever that sickness is like, not good. I don't think he's going to last much longer.
Scarlet Rot.
Yeah, Scarlet Rot. Dude, he's got that Scarlet Rot on his finger. Everything, man. I like that they said that. They're like, it's the rot. It's pretty cool.
It's on his finger now and his back, isn't it?
Yeah. He's going to turn into a... What was that guy? The Dung Eater?
The loathsome Dung Eater?
Yeah, there you go. He's going to have all this like, fucking... His face is going to be all fucked up. All right, David. Why don't you... Oh, at first, I'm sorry. I take that back. Marcos's daddy was actually Corlys. And I'm pretty sure I know why. Like, that guy was my runner-up. He was a... Dude's a unit, man. I know he's going to get up to some stuff. Like, he's up
to some stuff.
Yeah, he is... He don't play... You know
I call it from the first episode that this guy is gonna...
You did. Actually, David's prediction was that Damon and him were gonna work together, and he got that right.
He looked very suspicious from the start.
I mean, to be fair, he only did it because the king didn't do what he... I mean, wanted, but, like, I think he had decent cause to be upset, as far as this goes.
He had decent cause to be upset, but at the same time, it's like, you can't pressure someone to marry...
A 12-year-old?
Yeah. Especially, like...
Well,
so you could get power for yourself.
I mean, I'm not defending that, because that's, like, it's obviously meant to be, like, this is fucked up. Like, it tells everybody, like, this is a sick thing, you know? But it's, like... He gave him that because he denied him his vengeance on that guy. So it's kind of like, I don't know. Viserys kind of could have sailed around it, kind of. But I don't really think so. All right, David. Why don't you go ahead and give us your baddie of the episode?
My don't baddie. Joke. Sorry. It's going to be Allison Hightower.
Oh, are you just gonna pick her every episode?
I just can't.
You're gonna make me take off the sunglasses, dude. Alright, I have to... David, I think he's playing on a character, right? So, you know, I'll let him put on his character, but I have to be the truth speaker. If I am anything here, I am truthful, right?
What are you talking about?
David said Rhaenyra was, like, sick so many times this episode when we were watching it, like, looks and character. So I want to say that,
because her outfits,
you can't tell me she wasn't badass in this episode. She was throwing some daggers. Okay, well, anyways, go to your Allison. Whatever. I'm done. I've lost all hope for you.
You've lost the segment. You've already lost, which is why you gave up. So, Allison, she's bad. Like, I don't know what more. Like, you, Alexis, pretty okay. Sure Marcos are just sleeping on her. Go ahead.
I do have to admit, like, she was supposed to seduce the king and she did it.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, like I have to give her props, man.
You gotta respect that.
I do, and I think like she's an interesting character because right now I feel like she can kind of play the victim role of like, oh, it's because my dad. But I think she enjoys it. I think she's gonna like learn to enjoy it.
I guess this is a prediction. Later on. I do think when she gets her power, she's going to kick Rhaenyra out or try to kick Rhaenyra out.
I think that's definitely... Okay, that's another prediction, and I agree with you. It's like, I'm starting to feel like Rhaenyra is not going to get the throne. I don't think that's going to happen. Like, I think they're going to have kids, and Allison's going to be like, yo, my kids? Fuck you. Like, you're not the heir anymore. Because I think it's pretty clear, right? Do you feel like Viserys ain't going to make it this season?
I give him like 3 more episodes till he gets serious.
Exactly. Like I think one, either he's going to die or he's going to be so sick that he's basically like, you know, incompetent so he can't really do anything. So yeah, I do see that like she's going to try to push her out. I totally agree. Actually, let me give Marcos his baddie. Because it's Betty before I give mine. Let me just double check real quick. Hold on, guys. David, say something real quick.
Well, Allison's bad, and she's probably gonna be the number top two baddies throughout this whole season.
All right. Thank you. That's a word from our sponsor of Allison.
This podcast is sponsored by Voodoo Rangers. So go pick some up at your local Target.
What was it? $8? All right. So Marcos is baddie. This is honestly, I was not expecting this. I thought I knew who his was going to be. Was actually Lyanna Valyrian, the 12-year-old. He writes, I don't know how Viserys could resist that. Whoa.
Stop.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Completely. I hope he's watching. I hope so much he's watching. I'm just kidding. His is Rhaenyra. It's mine. She's mine too. I think it's really easy for me to pick her.
Again?
Did I pick her last episode?
I'm pretty sure. No, I picked her mom.
I picked her mom. Yeah. I mean, hey, like mother, like daughter, right? Dude, like she owned it. Like one, not only her character, right? I loved her character in this episode. I think she's a badass. Like I am attached to that character already, which I think is impressive in two episodes. And why? Then because she's a
woman.
No, she's like, she is thrust into this situation and she could totally be acting about it a different way, but like she is owning it, dude. Like when she has to go pick the, like when they're like, oh, go pick the new Kingsguard guy, go do like that. That's where your talents are best suited for. So she goes and does it. And Otto Hightower is kind of trying to manipulate her. And she's like, fuck no. Like, dude, this is the only guy who makes sense. So go get him ready. And the dude's like, oh shit, like that's
she's
not gonna.
She's very smart.
She is, and she's like, I like how direct she is. She doesn't fuck around.
She knows how to step up for herself.
She does, and I really appreciate that. But on top of that, dude, the actress, David, like, kills it. Insanely kills it. There's a scene, my background, where she's praying, right? Or like the Allison, her stepmom, wants her to pray. And And she's like, well, what do I say? And Allison's like, it's between you and the gods. Like, say whatever you want, but it's between you and them. You don't have to say it out loud. And she doesn't even say anything, David, like the actress. So she just turns her head, and on her face, you can see her like fighting back, crying. And that scene is like, dude, acting perfection, like amazing. And then everything else was just the cherry on top. Like, go back, David, if you have time, and watch that scene and watch her reaction. It's or her acting. It's so subtle. Like, another scene that really sticks out to me is when Viserys announces that Alicent is going to be his queen. Mm-hmm. Like, she does like a little look, and it's just like no big reaction, no big look. Oh, what the fuck? It's just like she looks, and in her eyes, you can see like the, like, you hurt me. Like, why would you do that? I like, wow, phenomenal, dude. I am completely blown away. So easily my baddie. So right now, Allison is in the lead with 2 because David is just a simp. I should change your name to David the Simp. And then I think Rhaenyra has 2 because I think Marcos picked her the first episode. I guess she has technically 3, but we'll say 2. But yeah.
Allison's going to be in the lead always, so.
Yes, sir.
Can't overtop her.
Whoa. All right, so as I was going to say, I was going to talk about my favorite scene. So I'm going to cheat. I have like 2 favorite scenes. Is that okay with you, David?
Let's hear the one that you think deserves the most as your favorite scene.
It's because they go hand in hand. All right, I guess that's it.
If you had to choose one between the two.
All right, if I had to choose, it's the scene of Viserys and Rhaenyra finally having like that really good talk about like their mom. And it's something that's like, everybody talks about the politics of Game of Thrones, right? Everybody talks about the politics and then like the violence, like the action. But I think people forget how well Game of Thrones did characters. And that is a moment where, like, Viserys has fucked up a lot already, right? Like, we've seen him make a lot of bad choices. But at that moment, like, I couldn't help but, like, liking the guy. Like, how you're saying, where he's like, I'll never replace your mom. Like, that is such a real conversation that they're having. And, like, I instantly was like, man, if something happens to these two, it's going to suck. Like, I am attached to their relationship. So it sold it for me. And I'll say, like, the one that I kind of feel like goes hand in hand is the next scene where he completely doesn't tell her who he's going to pick. And I wouldn't say betrays her, but, like, it's a slap in the face that she wasn't expecting.
Is that betrayal, though?
I wouldn't say he was betrayal. I would say Allison could kind of feel like a betrayal. Like, we're supposed to be best friends. Like,
I feel like they both betrayed Rhaenyra.
A little bit. I still feel like Allison more because that's your best friend. Like,
because you're before her, that her dad, scene...
Go for it.
They, before that scene, they both had like deep conversations. Like, your backdrop is when they had a deep conversation. And right after that, she's eating dinner with her dad is when they also had that conversation, right?
Well, they kind of tried. It wasn't really working. And then they had the later one after she got back from getting the egg.
Yeah.
That's where they had that one.
So they both talked to her before, like...
The like decision.
Yeah.
And what kills me is that it's like,
she did Allison know?
That's what, like, Alexis was asking me. She's like, well, did they talk about it? And I'm like, they don't show us. Like, I'm assuming she knew because she was there and she hasn't been there in the court, like the small council scenes. So, like, I'm assuming she had to kind of know because she was there for some reason. But yeah, dude. Like, and what kills me with that scene is, like, obviously Rhaenyra thinks, like, hey, like, we talked about it, we're all on board. And her dad looks at her and she, like, nods to him, like, it's okay, like, I got you. Like, she trusts him and, like, is supporting him. And then he does that. And it's just like, oh, dude, like, I felt so, like, bad for her at that moment. And then, like, just to think, like, this is only 2 episodes in. So, like, I already have that attachment to her, and it's 2 episodes in.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, I forgot when I was talking about it. I think it was the first episode or the first recap was like, there is a time jump It's pretty common knowledge. But like her older self does not look as happy and go free as her younger self. And like, I feel like that is something that's kind of like, oh, I can kind of see like where this is going, where she's going to kind of maybe be a lot more like mean, I guess, with a lack of a better word. Yeah. But you think that they're going to mend it. I disagree. But all right. I have something else. I know. Give me a second. Unless you got anything, another thing you want to bring up.
No.
All right. So I wanted to talk about the soundtrack with Marcos, but he got the vid. So I'm going to have to talk about it.
He doesn't have COVID. He actually has scarlet rot right now.
Yeah, actually, he has what King Viserys has.
He's going through it. So if you could put in the comments for him, get better soon.
Yeah, F in the chat, please. Hey, it is an actual chat. Well, so I wanted to talk about the soundtrack because Marcos made a little video on Scoop Troop FM. Watch Marcos's review of it. Kind of like our review of what we put out, but whatever. He talks about that he thinks the soundtrack is pretty lackluster. And I wanted to educate him that the soundtrack is pretty subtle right now. I feel like you get a lot of hints of what big themes are going to be in the future. Like, if you're paying attention, there are some times where, like, it's like, dang, that sounds really pretty, but it's like really soft. They don't have like a big moment yet because I don't think there has been a big moment. And he's saying that, like, you know, like stuff like that. And I think, like, I think the soundtrack, you get hints of it right now. And I feel like whenever stuff starts really going down is when you're going to get the full force of the soundtrack. I don't know, David, what do you think of the soundtrack so far?
Soundtrack's pretty good. Yeah. We did watch the first intro.
Oh, that is right. Thank you for bringing that up. How'd you feel about it?
Pretty good. I like the music. I mean, it's the same from Game of Thrones, but...
Yeah, I saw... I'm sorry, go for it.
I like it. It's a good intro.
I saw people getting kind of bothered by that, and I kind of get it. Like, you know, hey, like, this guy...
But if you think about it, it's not different from Game of Thrones. It's a Game of Thrones House of Dragons.
Yeah, and I think, like, honestly, like, if I'm being real, I didn't care if they did the game, like, kept it or they made a new song, because I feel like I love the Game of Thrones song, so I'm cool with it.
But then again, it's such an iconic song, though.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it. I mean, it's like Star Wars getting rid of their song. Like, you can't.
That's what I was saying, is like, if it's like, if a main Star Wars movie opened up without the Star Wars theme, you'd kind of be like, not that it would bother me, but it would be weird. So like, I was cool with whether they made a new one or not. I like the old one, so I'm cool with it. I know a lot of people were, not a lot of people, but I saw some people on Twitter being a little like let down. But I will say, like, the one thing that I think it would bother me a little bit is if it was like the whole show was about like nostalgia and drawing back to Game of Thrones, you know, but it's not, yeah. At least so far, like, it's its own thing and doesn't allude to any characters like you think, like, say, like Star Wars would do. Like, Star Wars is all about that, so it doesn't really bother me. I'm glad you liked it, though. The I don't love like the what's on the screen, because I don't. Yeah, the blood's cool, but like the logos, I don't know whose logos those are. Like, that hasn't, like, in Game of Thrones, right? It was the map with, like the logos of the families around, like, castles and stuff like that. And when, like, a castle would get taken over, they'd switch the logos to who took it over. So, like, the map would reflect, in the beginning of the episode, like, the current state of the world. So that was, like, really cool, right? Whereas this, like, I don't know what those logos are. Like, I know they mean, I saw on Twitter that they mean for people. But, like, I don't know that. I don't think the show does that enough to teach you that. So it's just, like, it still looks cool. I don't really care too much, but I'll give the edge to the Game of Thrones one. All right, David, any final thoughts before we wrap up our House of the Dragon and go into our fun stuff?
I'm excited for the next episode.
Okay, I do have a prediction. If you have a prediction, now's the time. I'll say this, like, I think we're going to get our time jump next episode at the end. No, not like 6 months. I think there is going to be like another, like, hey, it's been a year or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get where we see like the older actors come in. Like, I think that's where it's going to end, it's gonna end with like maybe a scene of like the future, whatever
actors. That's gonna confuse me.
They'll handle it. It'll be confusing because Game of like, I guess George doesn't hold your hand with that type of stuff. Like in Game of Thrones, it was like you're gonna learn through trial by fire, and I think it's gonna be the same way. But I think because it's like at first I thought they were gonna be like, hey, we're gonna see the future and the past like at the same time, kind of like going along like that. But it's very much, it looks like it's gonna be past time jump future. So I don't think it'll be that confusing.
Do you have Marcos's predictions?
Marcos didn't send me predictions. I forgot to ask for them. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't want to hear any more of his thoughts after that 12-year-old thing. That was really weird. So I think I'd rather just not. I know he's not watching because he would have messaged me about that real quick.
I do think there is going to be a battle next episode.
I agree. I totally agree.
This past episode was pretty calm. So was the first one. I do think there's going to be action this new episode.
So, like, I don't want to tell you how the shows work, David, because I'm telling you it's something where, like, you think you...
Go ahead. Break my
mind. No, I don't want to tell you. But, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I brought it up. Never mind. I'm sorry. But, no, I do agree with you. I think there's going
to
be
a battle. I have to tell you something.
Let's hear it.
I'll just tell you some other time. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I get it. I know that it was stupid. I'm sorry. I changed my mind mid-sentence, David. All right. Are you satisfied with that? Like, are you good? You got any other thoughts?
I think I'm good. All
right. Well, guys, thank you for listening. If you stayed this far, now we're going to kind of go into like a, I don't know what the fuck, post-show, I guess we'll start calling it, where we just kind of talk shop about what we've been up to. David, I'm going to throw it to you. Anything you've been watching and or playing?
I haven't been watching anything. I finished Chernobyl.
Again?
All I need, yeah. Again. It's all I need to watch. Because of House of Dragons, I don't want to get too deep into other shows and then House of Dragons. I don't like that you're doing that. And playing, I haven't been playing anything, honestly. Took a break. I am going to stream Skyrim on Friday.
Hey. Yeah, that's so, right. I forgot about that. I should have mentioned that.
It's going to be interesting, honestly.
Are we streaming or are we recording? Well, you said we wanted to stream because we couldn't figure out the recording yet, huh?
Well, it's barely Tuesday. We have 4 more days.
That is true. That is true.
So I'm going to do some research throughout
the week. I'm excited for that, big guy.
Me too, honestly. It's going to bring back a lot of nostalgia.
Yes, sir.
I haven't played it. Last time we played it was during COVID, right?
Yeah, it was like our game of COVID.
It was a while. So,
Well, if you're good, I'll go.
That's all.
Actually, I haven't been up to much, dude. The school just started, so that's what I've been doing. Yeah, dude, honestly, like, I don't think I've watched anything. I watched some sitcoms. Alexis really likes New Girl right now. She's been rewatching that for like the sixth time, and it's pretty funny. I like that one. And
Victoria I'll throw Girl.
Oh, well, I guess that's it, guys. Catch you never again. Just kidding. God, dude, you just completely wrecked my train of thought, dude. Just single-handedly. I'm going to like not be able to do my homework tonight. That's how bad you fucked with me with that stupid thing.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I also been watching some Seinfeld. That's it. That's all I have to say.
What season are you on?
Episode
50 or what?
No, I think I'm like on episode 8 or something like that. Season 2.
There's a lot of episodes.
I want to go and watch the ones I remember from like when I would watch them when they were on TV. But I'm like, no, I want to watch the ones I haven't seen. But I mean, whatever. And then actually, I mean, we've been going kind of long, but like Gamescom happened. I know we didn't cover it, but I think there were a couple games. I know you mentioned a game, David, that caught your eye.
Dune.
Yeah. Dune. It's supposed to be like an MMO survival game, which I don't know if the MMO is David's thing, but survival game. Definitely.
I have no idea what MMO is.
It's like World of Warcraft, I think.
Oh, never mind. I'm not interested.
But it's like, or like, I also think Rust counts too. I don't know if you know what Rust is.
I think Rust is RPG, isn't it?
I don't know. Because if it's something like Tarkov, right? Tarkov is like a survival game. Or like DayZ, I'm pretty open to it. But if it is more like a World of Warcraft thing, then I'm out.
I can't play games like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't have that time to dedicate to something like that.
Isn't Forza coming out soon?
I don't think so.
Next year?
Yeah, I think it's not till next. Well, actually, no. I guess it is this year because they showed everything they showed was supposed to be coming out in 12 months. But
High on Life comes out soon.
Yeah, so does Plague Tale. Plague Tale comes out in October. I'm pretty excited for that one.
Can't remember what game that is.
No, but then another one that was shown on Gamescom, obviously Hogwarts, dude. I am all about that. I'm ready for that game. It doesn't come out till February, but...
Me and your console, brother.
Can't play. Dude, I'll have it. I'll have it. Hopefully I have my nice TV, nice surround sound set up. It'll be an adventure,
just dude. Just for that?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Harry Potter was my stuff, man, back in the day. Movies, books, like, come on, dude. So it made me a nerd, probably.
Is there a House of Dragons book?
Yeah, it's called Fire and Blood. That's what it's based on. I've heard that. I think, I don't know if you watched our video that we made on it, David, but it's like it's written like research papers of like the Targaryens. So it's not like a story. It's like, oh, like, I am Maester blah 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 blah, and like this is like the story of so and so, and this is what happened. It's like a history book.
Interesting. And you read it?
No, I didn't. Once I hadn't seen it out for a while because it came out like 2 years after I read the Game of Thrones books. But I was like, no, I'm gonna wait till the new one comes out, and still hasn't come out yet. And then once I found out that they were doing the show, I was like, well, I read the books before I watched Game of Thrones, and like that spoils everything, right? So I was like, I kind of want to have the reverse for this, like watch the show, be shocked by the show, and then go back and read the books.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty done, dude. I don't know if you got anything else you want to talk about.
No, I'm kind of chilling.
Actually, I should.